Welcome to the African Album Review Podcast, where we review Africa's best and latest music projects.
Africa, Murise. My name is MJ Omoto, and in the next couple of minutes, I'm going to give you a rundown of Most People Want This by Navi Kenzo from TZ. The clock starts now.
The latest African album review is...
Most People Want This by Navi Kenzo was released on March 8th, 2023 under Industry Music Entertainment and Empire. It has 12 tracks, which represents about 30 minutes, 26 seconds of runtime. There are a couple of features, which is Fireboy DML and Empire. I don't know who consists of Empire, really. That was interesting to see, but we'll check that out. We'll dissect it a bit later. And there are multiple producer placements. Not too many, though. Most of the production is done by Nareel, and there's Alvin Brown there. And I think there's also Shelly, or is it Shuli? I don't know. First of all, I actually thought the album cover for Most People Want This was really, really cool. You've got Aika and Nareel together. They're wearing these balaclava type situations, very nicely designed, and they're depicting themselves going in for a kiss, and it fits with the album title. But the colors, the balance there, I thought it was supremely good. On to the music itself. Wonderful way to start the album with the song Madness. Really good song. Very nice vibe from start to finish. And it typified what you actually got mostly throughout the album. The first few seconds, you know, four bars or something, was always a melody of some sort. Something to make you want to listen to the song a bit more. What I found super interesting about Most People Want This was it was a mix of dancehall and afro beats and no real in between. It was like either the song was leaning more towards the afro beat side of things or more towards the dancehall side of things. And interestingly, when I say dancehall, not the sound you expect to hear from Jamaica nowadays, but more of a sound that's been sort of like a mainstay on the African continent for quite a while, and it's kind of been what dancehall was maybe, you know, 10 years ago. And this was of particular interest to me because I wondered what the reasoning behind that was. And the music was still good. The album is actually a vibe from start to finish, from track 1 right up to track 12. You can actually vibe to it, and it's arguably no skips as well. So the composition of the songs was pretty good. The dancehall sound, like I said, a bit dated, but still a vibe, which was an interesting mix. It might provide some question marks for certain people here and there, but it is what it is. So yeah, it was usually when I listen to albums from Tanzania, I compare notes with Mark from the podcast, 30 Minutes with Mark, which you should totally check out. Really, really good podcast. And he drops quite frequently, more frequently than I do. And I don't know how he does it, but that's a podcast worth checking out. And when we're comparing notes, it was quite interesting to land on some, you know, particularly similar thoughts. And he agreed with me that you know, there was a bit of experimentation on this album, and the sound in a way deviates a little bit from what we've been used to getting from Navi Kenzo, and not necessarily in a bad way. It's just it was different, it was experimental. I thought for sure the album was a vibe and appeals to a niche which personally I actually don't think is particularly people from Tanzania, which is a curious way of putting it, but I I reckon it makes sense. I also don't see Navi Kenzo being particularly big enough outside East Africa to then compete in the Afrobeats market as yet. And there's a big reason for this. When you see how they've sort of done this music thing, and particularly of late, I really, really strongly feel that they drop their music and then almost fall off the face of the earth for a while. It seems like maybe they've spent so much energy into the music, making the music, and then for the drop, and then after that they just like, we've done it. I don't know if that's the case, but I think that works against them, because their music could go much farther than it does at the moment. And really, in dissecting, most people want this. It's vintage Navi Kenzo, because it doesn't have maybe that songwriting and lyrical depth per se, but it has the vibe. It has this thing that just keeps you like, okay, I can listen to this. But I don't want to ask too much of them, because they have the track record to kind of show you the type of music they make. And that's their lane. And I'm happy with it. I'm okay with it. Where I think they can really make this album go as far as it should is really just promotion and pushing it like their lives depended on it. And I don't know if that's also by getting a significant enough marketing budget from Empire, but other than that, I think there's a case for this album probably not being memorable to the fans without that kind of a push. And I think this typifies what they are. They're a group that relies on, they create the music, they create the vibe, but they need that extra push for not just their core fans to latch onto it. And that's the formula that's going to catapult them from, hey, this is a group that's kind of been a mainstay in not necessarily the elite tier of African music, but they've been there, they've hung around, and they have potential. So I think this album could be it, but it really needs a lot of work from the marketing side to actually catapult it from what it is right now. And even with the streaming numbers, they're looking okay at the moment, but I think they could do much, much better. On that note, Manzese was my favorite song outright, particularly the choir version. I thought it was highly musical, really, really cool song, and it could do some damage for real. Otherwise, that's it for me. My name is MJ Omoto, son of Zimbabwe, signing out. This was the African Album Review Podcast. Peace. Dende.
Moto Moto Music, the best place to listen to podcasts about African music online.